Now, you know, that's the...
Yeah.
What you get out, you get the cornmeal out of that grit. Get it all well soaked up until it comes out. The grits was clean, and you put the grits in another pan. You see, you have the cornmeal. Now, we use that cornmeal to make cornbread. See?
Yes.
We make cornbread, and we have the grits to cook for grits.
Yes.
So, all that was done in the field. You didn't have to go to the store and get some grits and get some cornmeal and get all that kind of stuff. We raised it and we worked it.
How did you get water around the house?
Water around the house?
Yeah.
We had them big cisterns.
How did you get water in the cistern?
Rain.
Rain on the roof?
That big gutters, wooden gutters, you know, around the house. Come out then and spout go down into the cistern. Big cistern, great big thing. I had two of them around here when I moved. Yeah, this house had two cisterns before we had the hydrant water. That's what we use, yeah, that's all we had to use. Hydrant, the cistern water.
You just turned the water on at the...
We didn't have no running water in the house at all. You want some water? When you first come down here, a lot of times, right there by that pecan tree there, we had a well in the ground. A well about 4 foot square. It was all boxed in, as deep as this here. All boxed in, and it was sticking above the ground about that high. And it was leveled off, you know what I mean, with dirt all the way around with a cover on it. So nothing could get in there, no rats or no cats messed up or leaves, anything like that. It was clean water. We had one of them pitcher pumps put in there. If you wanted some water for doing the washing, the wash clothes and all that kind of stuff, we use that well water. Put nice and clean and clear. And to use that water, we had a great big cast iron pot. About that big around, you might have seen some of them, the big with some legs on it, big cast iron, it had two handles on one on each side, you could pick it up, carry it around. It would hold about 20 gallons. I had one of them back there. Fire that with wood. We go to washing. We fill that thing up with some of that water there into that big pot, and we boil that water. Bring it to steam. See? All right. Use the same water there to wash the clothes. And after clothes are washed, especially like all, you know, clean clothes, underclothes, all that stuff like that. You take that water after that's clothes after it was washed, you put it in that hot water, boiling water there. That was to sterilize it, you know what I mean? Like we use in the washing machine, you got hot water down to wash your clothes and rinse it off. They put it in that hot water, in that big pot. And then they get it out of that and they rinse it off. And then hang it out on the line. That was to, if there's any germ, anything like that in the clothes, you know what I mean? That was to sterilize the water that come out of the well. And it was hot water for your clothes, so your clothes would stay soaked.
Yes, sir.
Now we have that right here. There's a well, right down the side of that where that tree is. And I filled it up with some Worcestershire and tin can and everything else, and finally we closed it up. We had a well there, and I had two cisterns.
Yes, sir.
I had a steel one, made out of a boiler on this side, and had a wooden one on the other side over there.
Yes, sir.
Made out of wood, lumber.
Yes.
That's 6 foot bottom and 6 foot high. And I get water off of the roof, except water for drinking purposes and in the house.
Yeah. Does your wife want y'all to do something for her? Because if she does, I can leave and come back later. You think that would be better? Or do you mind if you keep talking?
Well, I don't know what time you got.